tender Tenderay beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. You know, there's just no two ways about it. No other beef so fresh can be so tender as Kroger Tenderay beef. There's no doubt either that you're mighty anxious for those wonderfully delicious and juicy Kroger Tenderay beefsteaks and roasts to become plentiful once more. Well, your wish may come true in the near future. Yes, we hope that soon Kroger Tenderay beef will be available at your neighborhood Kroger store. Meantime, though, it will continue to remain scarce, since it's so hard to get the top grades of grain-fattened cattle. Now, just why are these top grades so important? Because Kroger uses only the top grades of grain-fattened cattle for Kroger Tenderay beef. Then it's made naturally tender in just 3 days by the famous Kroger Tenderay method. It's always fresh, because through Kroger's own Tenderay method, there's no need for wasteful aging or loss of rich natural juices. So now you see why we say that no other beef so fresh can be so tender. And one day soon, you'll be able to step up to the meat counter at your Kroger store and say, "Kroger Tenderay beef, please," and get it. Meantime, Kroger is doing everything possible to provide you with beef. And when your Kroger store does have it, you can be sure it's the best beef that's available on the market today. Now, Hearts in Harmony. Because Freddie Lang lied to her about how he got away from the police, Penny herself is in trouble with the law for harboring an escaped criminal. She is out on bail now, however, and Johnny Keith, her one-time fiancé, has come to see her.
But how did you know I was home, Johnny?
Well, I went down to the bank for Jed to get the money for your bond, Penny.
You're sure it was all Jed's money?
Well, does it matter whose money it was? It got you out.
Some of it was yours, is that it?
Oh, a couple of bucks.
Johnny, why do you always put yourself out for me? You said you wouldn't in this case.
Well, that was just talk.
Oh, was it? Didn't sound like it at the time. You told me in no uncertain terms, Johnny Keith, that if I got into trouble because of Freddie Lang, you'd just say to me, "I told you so."
Well, I should have been shot for saying that because I didn't mean it.
Oh, since when have you said things you didn't mean?
All right. I did mean it. And I still think you're a fool to do anything for Freddie Lang, but let him go to jail and stay there.
Oh, Johnny, you don't mean that.
Oh, I do, Penny. It may sound a little cold-hearted, but the only reason I helped you now is because, well, I feel partly responsible for your being arrested.
Responsible how?
Oh, when I left here yesterday after seeing Freddie run upstairs, mm-hmm. You remember? Well, I ran into Captain Harlow of the police out in front of the house. I told him I thought Freddie was in here.
And that makes you responsible?
Oh, I think it does. Out of loyalty to you, I should have kept my mouth shut, but the words were out before I knew what I was saying. I hope you'll forgive me, Penny.
Johnny, there's nothing to forgive you for. You did the right thing. You'd have been as wrong as I if you'd lied to the captain.
Yeah, I know, but I could have gotten away from him without saying anything.
Oh, I doubt that. No, I think Captain Harlow himself suspected that Freddie was here.
Well, what would you have said if he'd asked you if Freddie was here?
Golly, I don't know. I hate to think about it. I might have lied to him. Johnny, look. Mm-hmm. I still believe Freddie's story when the captain was here.
But you don't believe it now, huh?
No. No, I realize that he was lying. But I'll tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
You probably won't like it.
What?
I think Freddie had to lie to me.
Had to lie to you? What else do you know that's silly?
I know it sounds silly, but I don't think it is. I think something was forcing Freddie to lie.
Sure. He had to have a place to hide from the police. The only way he could get you to let him stay here was to say the police released him.
But that
him.
Isn't the only reason he wanted to stay. The only reason he asked me not to tell anyone he wasn't here.
There couldn't have been any other reason.
Well, I think there was.
Penny, are you letting your imagination get the best of
Johnny, me? Johnny, it isn't my imagination. Freddie said something about my being in danger if he were found here. Something about a man who might come here looking for him.
Penny, why do you fall for that kid's fantastic stories? Sure, he'd tell you were in danger. It would help make sure that you'd say what he wanted you
to. Well, I'll admit it sounds like that on the surface, but underneath...
Penny,
it...
please. Let's not argue about it anymore. It makes me a little sick.
Well, one of these days you'll find out I was right.
Yeah, one of these days I'll have to do more than contribute a few dollars to get you out of trouble because of Freddie.
Oh, really? If you think that I'll ever want your help with an attitude
Penny,
like
wait,
that...
Penny, wait, I didn't mean it that way at all. Why, you know there's nothing I wouldn't do for you if I could. I'm just trying so hard to straighten you out about Freddie that... Well, I get a little mixed up myself. And you've got to believe that.
I do believe that, Johnny. Look, this isn't as bad as it seems. The truth will come out one of these days, and you'll see that it was just a lot of excitement over nothing.
I hope you're right, Penny.
I am right. You just wait and see. Now, come on. Come over here. I know how to cheer you up. Come on. Come to the piano bench and sit down beside me.
Okay.
Okay. You remember how, when you used to be blue about your work, I used to sing for you?
Do I remember? I still hear some of the songs you sang, and still hear you singing.
Oh, you mean I sang so loudly the echoes never died, huh?
Oh, Penny, you know what I mean.
All right. Come on now. Come on, sit down beside me.
All right. Here I am.
Would you like to hear one of the songs I used to sing for you?
Can't think of anything I'd like better.
Good. How about this one? September song.
Yeah. Make it that one.
All right. Here goes.
Oh, it's a long, long while from May to December, but the days grow short when you reach September, when the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. One hasn't got time for the waiting. The days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days I'll spend.
Thanks, Penny. Thanks a lot.
But thanks for what, Johnny? Song?
No, not a song. For the things I remembered while you sang it.
Johnny, don't.
Now, look, I know it's rude to run out on you all of a sudden, but I think I'd better leave.
Sure, Keith, you can see Freddie. Right through that door there.
Okay. Thanks, Captain Arnold.
He's in the fourth cell to the right.
Huh?
Just brought him here from the hospital.
Oh, he's all right then, huh?
Just the way we want him, Keith. In jail.
And just the way you intend to keep him, I suppose.
Yes, I think we will this time. We'll go on in and see him. You can have all the time you want.
Thanks. Hello, Freddie.
Well, that ain't the Rover boy himself. What's the matter? Scared maybe I died from the spill I took out of that window up at Gibbsy's? You're just here to make sure that I'm still alive and in the jug, too?
No, Freddie. I'm sorry about that fall you took. I'm glad you're all right.
Mm-hmm. You're glad I'm in here, too, huh?
Only for Penny's sake, Freddy. I came down here thinking that... Well, now that they've caught you, and even Penny can't be of any help to you, maybe you'll tell the truth about a few things.
What do you mean, tell the truth about a few things?
Well, for one, maybe you'll tell the police you forced Penny to let you hide in her house.
Yeah? What for?
You know what for, Freddy. It's her only chance of beating the charge the police have against her.
Why don't you get out of here?
Look, Freddy, isn't there one grain of decency in you?
Not to hear you talk about me, there ain't. Now scram, will you? This jail is bad enough without having to look through the bars and see you there.
Freddy, you've got to tell the truth. You've got to help Penny.
I ain't got to do nothing, see? That's exactly what I'm going to do. Nothing. I didn't rob no store. I didn't force Gibbsy to keep me in her house. I didn't do nothing.
Freddy.
What do you want, copper?
I have some news for you.
Yeah? But it's great news, too. Well, you can skip it, see? And take the Rover boy here, Keith. Take him with you.
We'll both leave you alone in just a minute, Freddy. You'll want to be alone to think something over.
Yeah? What's that?
The man we found unconscious behind the store you tried to rob.
What about him?
He died, Captain Harlow?
No, Keith. But I imagine Freddy wishes he would.
I don't wish nothing about that guy. I don't know who he is, and I don't care. And just because you found my ring in back of that store don't mean that I tried to rob the joint or not.
Never mind about all that, Freddy. We don't know who the man is yet, but we will soon. The hospital says he's regaining consciousness.
So what?
So he'll tell us who he is, what he was doing behind the store, what your ring was doing there, and all about you.
I'm supposed to worry?
I would if I were you, Freddy. I'd worry plenty.
Is the unconscious man going to explain what Freddy's ring was doing behind the store? Will he clear Freddy or involve him? And who is the man? Is it Bill Carver who planned the robbery with Freddy? What will happen, and how will it affect Penny when he tells the story? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. While fortune-telling is not a specialty of ours, we will make this prediction. Soon you'll be able to buy all you want of famous, fresh, and tender Kroger Tenderay beef. Meantime, remember, right up until the day Kroger Tenderay beef is plentiful again, Kroger will always bring you the very best beef on the market whenever it's available. Remember, too, your Kroger store offers you a wide selection of fine meats, seafoods with an ocean-fresh flavor, and plump, country-tasting poultry. And they're yours at money-saving prices. So for the finest in foods, go to your neighborhood Kroger store.